about Tina. Tina, do you remember walking past me in the snow 14 years ago, or on the escalator last Saturday? You were wearing rainbow boots with matching socks. What a display
of everyday sexuality.
Yes, tonight I have been thinking about scenes from a marriage that never took place, although I did once buy a ring.
Too Much Rock podcast number 763. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Pulp. I played the song Tina from the band's reunion album More, which came out June 6th of this year on Rough Trade Records. I picked that one up after seeing it on so many best of lists this year. I was never that big of a Pulp fan. I like them in theory a whole lot, but in practice, it never really strikes me. This album kind of feels the same way. There's some good songs on there, but nothing really talks to me a whole lot. So maybe my tastes aren't in line with the rest of the world's. I hope they're in line with yours, because I've got music for you. I'm going to play some of it. Here's a track from The Sleevings. The song is called Downtown.
Oh.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Susie True with the song Every Dog. That seems to be the sonic equivalent of drinking a Jolt Cola. That's on the band's new album, How I Learned to Love What's Gone, which came out November 28th on Get Better Records. I think the digital version came out earlier, but the vinyl's out now. That's where you should spend your money. Wonderful Los Angeles pop punk band. A little bit of emo there, a whole lot of wonderful, touching lyrics in there as well. Before that, we heard from the Sleevings with the song Downtown. That's the A side of a 7-inch that came out August 22nd on Ghana Records. Took me a while to find that one, but I'm glad I got it. It's a little more mellow than I kind of expected from them, but they're very solid songs, well-written and well-played. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Okay, let's continue on here. A little more atmosphere, starting with RX Ghost. That is Tortoise with the song Vexations. That one leads off the band's new album, Touch, which came out October 24th on International Anthem. That band has been missing in action for a while, so it's nice to have them back with all of their little jazzy touches, their math rock elements, their post-rock beautiment, and all the electronic glitches in there as well. Just an excellent album. Not sure it wins any Tortoise doubters, but it will win some new fans who I think are experiencing Tortoise for the first time, and it's definitely going to delight longtime Tortoise fans. Before that, we heard from They Are Gutting a Body of Water from Philadelphia and the song The Chase. That's on the band's new album Lotto, which came out October 17th on ATO Records. It's a dense shoegaze record full of guitars and textures, and it's nice. That track there, awfully slint, but that's okay. I love slint, and thus, I love that track. And then we started things off with RX Ghost from Kansas City with the song Anytime But Now. That's the A-side of a two-song lathe cut 7-inch that came out back in March of this year, but I somehow missed self-released, but I think you can find that one still, or buy that one still on Bandcamp and probably get it there digitally as well. Anyway, I'm out of time. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 763, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. Good things coming up. December 5th, Polly Malkoffs are playing at Hillsiders. We Like Bees are playing that night at the Warehouse. On the 6th, Art Deco is playing Turnsaw at that annual Toys for Tots drive. The 7th, Advanced Bass is playing Farewell. That's a show you don't want to miss. On the 8th, Lemonheads are at Bottleneck. Trivium is at the Uptown on the 10th. Corners of the Sky are playing the Replay on the 12th. There's the Holiday Shit Show happening at the Ship on the 13th. You should look into that one. Lots of bands, lots of silliness, lots of dancing, and other kind of vaudeville sort of acts. On the 16th, Teenage Bottle Rocket is at the Record Bar. Joyer is at Farewell on the 17th. On the 18th, Squirrel Nut Zippers are at Knuckleheads. 19th is playing, the Couth is playing at the Brick. That's with New Rhythm, I believe. On the 20th is Drifter at the Bottleneck. And Magnificent, the Cure Tribute, is playing the 26th, day after Christmas, as always, at the Record Bar. We'll worry about January when January comes around. Looking over the website, only one new thing out there, photos, videos, and my thoughts of a show that was The Whiffs, Scott Yoder, Freezing Hands, and The Flaming Ghoulies, which was a wonderful show, but it happened so long ago, so pop over there, check out those photos and videos. All right, one song left for you here from local Kansas City band Boys Life, another band resurrecting after years of silence. They just patted a new EP called Ordinary Wars on November 21st with help from Spartan Records. And I'm going to play the title track, the second track on the vinyl. It's called Ordinary War. It is an indie rock record. It feels less emo, less post-hardcore, a little more indie rock, but just still lots of jagged edges and lots of, I don't know, things that tug at me. Maybe that's just the Midwestern boy in me, but we'll end things here with Boys Life and the song Ordinary War. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
And you could feel-